clothing optional. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
My goodness gracious me.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Don't just look at it. Eat it. Right. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, for you gamers out there, I got a note from Microsoft along with the refurbished Xbox. I believe I got it back fast because I overnighted it to them.
Ah, that's the key.
And I'm pretty sure that they're going to charge me for expedited shipping coming back.
Sure.
But
weren't they supposed to? Did you set it up for them to ship it to your brother, though?
That's what I thought they were going to do, but it ended up at my house. I had Janet rip the box open for me during the commercial. What does it say? What does it say?
This is... Dear Don.
Says, you know, here's a refurbished Xbox.
Dear Don, you're special.
Anyway, got it. So that's good news for my brother Jim.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, we will finish up the Jerry tapes.
Right. Ah, very good.
We really will. Plus, we never got to the Regis Philbin sex lines.
Nope.
And also tomorrow on the phone, scheduled to appear is the lady who is one of the greatest players on Curb Your Enthusiasm, the lady who's the fat guy's wife.
Oh, she's the best.
You know, you fat F.
Susie Essman is her name.
That's her.
And she loves the C word.
She does, and we'll have to warn her that, you know, they're listening to us.
Perhaps you remember the last episode of season two where she screamed, F you, you car wash C.
Good. Really good one. Really good one. Kind of a weak Curb Your Enthusiasm, I thought. I give it like... 5 or 6 stars.
I didn't see
night.
The one I got at TiVo. Was it better than the one the week before?
No.
Oh, really?
Methinks as I watch it that maybe Larry David's crumbling personal life
has something to do with it.
Has something to do with it. Because, like all of his shows, and even like Seinfeld, you know, the beginning kind of ties in with the end.
Yeah.
Although, at least on the first couple of episodes, there's not a lot of interaction with his wife.
So maybe a little bit forced. That's what he's doing right now. All right.
Still like it a lot, though. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll have her on. She's dynamite. I'm not kidding.
She is.
I just sounded like goddamn Mike Douglas.
She's dynamite.
She's dynamite.
The kids love her. Why didn't you say she's swell?
She's dynamite. She's no Tony Fields.
She's marvelous.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
Britney Spears, as we mentioned earlier, has lost.
Leave Britney Spears alone right.
I'm sorry.
No.
I can't do that. She's lost custody of her children.
Leave Britney alone.
Oh, no, hold on. One more bullet.
Yes?
Mike Peter Parker O'Mara, we believe, has a spider bite on his eye.
Really?
Remember earlier?
Underneath my eye.
Yeah,
underneath
I'm sorry. Eye. Yeah, right underneath.
Yeah, he didn't get the eyeball, but he got the something bit me.
Yeah, Mike was definitely not attacked by a potato chip.
As we thought earlier.
With his pussy eye.
It's not pussy. It's
not yet.
It's swollen.
Well, I get well, please.
Thank you very much.
We're all very concerned.
Yeah. Who was the one that decided it was a spider bite?
I was. I looked at it in the mirror, and it looked like a little bite, little spider bite. There was a tiny little spider in my car that I thought I killed today.
Yeah.
But maybe it bit me.
They live.
Maybe I – and I love this grammatical structure. I got bit. This is me. Uh-huh. Listen up, everybody.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Mike, I saw that spider through your windshield. It's now the size of a baseball glove.
Yeah, it is. I have radioactive blood.
Do you feel like a tingling sense right now?
Only when I'm around you, Rob.
Well, that means that I'm evil.
That's right.
When you're hanging upside down tonight kissing Carla, make sure that she doesn't pull the mask all the way up so that she sees it's you.
Not a chance, and I plan on fighting some crime on my way home. I'm not going to take the car. I'm going to take the web.
Web me.
Right.
Brittany's lost.
Oops, sorry.
Lost custody of her kids, at least for
now. You got some sort of CB interference there.
Apparently so.
I don't know what it was.
I know it just made me want to dance.
Yeah. Everybody, turn around.
That show's on tonight, right?
It's on every night.
Dancing with the Tards?
It'll be women tonight, right? Isn't it women, then men, then results?
Who needs them? Yuck.
You will have to see Wayne on the side.
Thank you, guys.
A judge in Los Angeles today ordered Britney to hand over her sons to baby daddy Kevin Federline.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
On Wednesday of this week, the boys are 2-year-old Sean Preston and 1-year-old Jaden James.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman!
The custody ruling follows a judge's declaration last week that Spears is a habitual, frequent, and continuous user of drugs and alcohol.
If she's an unfit mother, why do they give her the 2 extra days to hand the kids over? I mean, wouldn't they want to take them away immediately?
No, so she can go out and buy new booze.
That's it. So she can find them.
Mm-hmm. If the kids fly anywhere, they won't be able to take their remote control toys with them. The Transportation Security Agency today says it's banning remote control toys and other devices that it feels could be used or disguised as detonators. We mentioned last week that airport officials in Minneapolis plan to make the Larry Craig restroom less conducive to hanky-panky.
That boy gay in a handbag full of rainbows. Well,
today we're hearing they might spend as much as $1 million to shore up all the airport restrooms.
It's what I've done at my place also, Don. it's called clear plexiglass stalls.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
It's, not only not conducive to doing any hanky-panky in there, but also it's interesting. Like, you can be standing at the urinal and seeing a person sitting down next to you.
That's nice.
It's
a nice
touch. It's a conversation starter.
And it's actually educational. Because
sure.
you can see someone eat the food.
Right.
And then actually you see.
And watch what happens.
How it's digested.
Plexiglass stalls at O'Mara's. Yeah, come on by.
Well,
yes.
Minneapolis airport officials are going to start with the restroom where Senator Craig was arrested, lengthening the dividers between the stalls primarily.
I'll have clear walls and over 65 webcams.
All right. Because Craig is just one of 41 men who've been busted in that restroom and one other at the airport in the last 3 months. It'll cost $25,000 to modify those 2 restrooms. If the anonymous encounters move to other locations, to any of the other 78 restrooms in the Minneapolis airport, they, too, will be modified at a cost of up to $1 million.
Why, you mother-grabbing bastard!
Craig's own Republicans, meanwhile, are telling him to resign or to face a very public congressional investigation.
Well, if they're not mistaken, he's going to put them on his list.
Craig's list.
I thought that dude was supposed to have quit already.
He was supposed to have, but he said that he would quit by the end of last month. If he got a chance to reverse his guilty plea, and that's been delayed until later this week, so he didn't make his own deadline there.
I've been in the Minneapolis airport before, so you're saying that because this happened in one bathroom, they're going to just make that one bathroom less appealing to gay sex acts, and then if it happens in another bathroom, they're going to do the same thing there?
There are 2 restrooms near the food court in the Lindbergh terminal. And both of those restrooms have apparently been very busy places lately. One of them is where Larry Craig was busted. They're going to modify those 2 restrooms for $25,000. If the activity then moves to any of the other 78 restrooms, they will shore those up as well.
I had a great line when I was in that airport
stall. It's a good use of our taxpayers' money.
Sure. I didn't even bother going into the stall, because I would wait. I hate the signals and the little sneakiness.
Who
I like
that?
To really do it directly. Mm-hmm. I would stand at the sink and I would wait for someone to come in, and then I would bend over the sink. I would bend over the sink, and I'd look at the guy and go, "Do you have?"
What?
You'd ask him a question. You'd say, "Do
That's
you?"
That's very unprofessional to make myself laugh. I would look back at the guy and I'd say, "Do you have your boarding pass?" I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. It's the eye.
the spider
It's the
poison.
Spider bite. It's making me all goofy. You must have your boarding pass, Mr. Ma'am.
Airport security.
So you have it like sticking out of your coolie.
That's right.
I got it.
Say exactly. That. And I'd be wearing a flight attendant's uniform with my jock.
I just picture
he's killing himself. I love Minnesota.
Minnesota nice.
Minnesota nice.
So much fun.
Airport security, meanwhile, has seen its first fatality. On Friday, 45-year-old Carol Ann Gottbum of New York was flying home after a trip to Phoenix.
Watch out for the light, Carol Ann.
She was late to the airport, and the plane's door was already closed by the time she got to the gate. She freaked out about missing the flight. U.S. Airways booked her on the next flight, but she was so hysterical, she was arrested. Security. There she is. Security put her in a holding cell and waited for the screaming to stop. When it did,
there.
And eventually it did. They went to check on her. She'd apparently strangled herself trying to get out of the handcuffs. Pixie. People don't like to be confined, even for medical reasons. CAT scan machines are so claustrophobic, a lot of people freak out inside of them. In Tucson last month, 67-year-old Elvira Tellez, a cancer patient...
What's that cleavage?
...was getting, a CAT scan at... No, well, it's not that Elvira.
Oh,
this
okay.
is a different Elvira. This is a... Well, our Elvira might be 67. I don't know.
It's a CAT scan.
Yeah, I like those kind of CAT scans.
This Elvira, a cancer patient, was getting a CAT scan at the Arizona Oncology Associates Medical Center. They told her not to move, and then they accidentally left her in there.
Oh, boy.
For over 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
They forgot she was in there. They locked the building and went home for the night. By the time she screamed for help, figured her 25 minutes were up, there was no one left to hear her. Elvira wriggled free of the heavy blanket and eventually clawed her way out of the machine to dial 911. The clinic says it's going to make sure this never happens again.
KCBQ.
This is Al-Qaeda. One of the senators are now going to call on the hotline from the hospital.
How you doing? I almost can't.
Elvira.
An instant request.
Get her done.
Elvira.
Get her done. Scooby-Doo, right?
He's smarter than a fifth grader.
Wow. That was fast. I'm impressed.
Dale Jr.
Here in Washington, bad news.
What not?
About the condoms the city hands out at no charge. 170,000 of the condoms have been recalled from the charity groups that distribute them to help prevent the spread of AIDS. Many of these...
Alfonso Schofield
Jr.
And your father
explain to you later.
It's not that important. I would explain to you later.
Well, obviously, you're his father because you didn't use a rubber.
Right. Now, many of these generic condoms came in paper envelopes that were easily torn and that were potentially damaging to the condoms themselves.
That's not good.
After initially declaring the condoms safe, the city says it will now distribute brand name condoms like Trojan and Lifestyle.
Burbank.
Ask for it by name. 125,000 of the new brand name condoms have already arrived. Another 400,000 are expected this week.
Speaking of this guy.
Alfonso.
Marion Barry.
I was reading yesterday's Washington Post and noticed in the obituary section that right in the middle of all of the people, there was just like a little thing with Effie Berry.
Really?
Yeah.
They had a memorial service for her. I guess she passed away a couple of months ago, right?
Less than a month ago.
Less than a month ago?
Anyway, it was weird to see, beloved wife of Marion Barry.
Very strange when you know the history.
Yeah. Right, weird. And Buzz, never a good time to segue into death and things that are sad.
Of course not.
But I know that Buzz made all of us very happy by going over the weekend and stopping in at the service for our friend Cheryl Ann Spector over the weekend.
It was delightful. It was a very uplifting experience. Naturally, anybody who knew Cheryl or knew her from the show knew she was outgoing enough that a lot of people showed up. I met some of her family. It was a very nice day for it, and very uplifting pictures of her. And as kind of a tribute to Cheryl, her favorite food, apparently, was watermelon. So there was a giant watermelon sitting on the monument there where everybody gathered. So
that's good. I'm glad you made it down there.
Very nice to do that. And when we come back to the silliness with hookers and student discounts.
Well,
when we
incredible!
Continue.
All right, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.